The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
So I want to say thank you to Emma Wakeling, our young adult and membership manager, who brought this book to the attention of Vanessa and I as a wonderful story to share with you all this morning. That Mouse Hole Village is an actual village, and they have a festival every year and make stargazy pie and morgy broth. So there's many different themes from our story that call us to trust in community. When we are lonely and feeling abandoned, we can find support within our community through song, companionship, maybe some purring. When we are short on resources, we can turn to each other and find them together. When we live in a community, we can take turns taking care of each other. And most importantly, when we have community we can count on, then we can celebrate with good food and joyous company. So hidden among you today are items to build a morgy broth. Did you know this? I was busy this morning. So if you are sitting in rows 3 through 22, you have to look at the numbers on the outside of your pews, you will find 5 items. They might be a fish, a vegetable, or a fruit. You have to look under your cushions, in your hymnals, in your offering envelopes, in the shelf in front of you. We need help from everyone.
Do you want to take this?
While they are hunting, those of you online or those of you that are not in those rows, why don't you share your favorite fish dish? We need everybody to help find these. And maybe we can have our young people collect them from each row. Once they're all collected, we should have 95 of them. So we'll count once we get them. No, it would be a fish or a fruit or a vegetable. Remember to look in your hymnals, look on the shelf, look under your cushions or on the side of your cushion. Santana, why don't we keep the pot up here and let the kids collect them? Liam and Miles, will you help collect the fish and the vegetables and stuff? Will you go down the rows and help collect them? And Lee, right? Is Lee here? Look in your offering envelopes. Look in your hymnals. Look under your seat cushion. Look in the shelves. There should be 5 in each row. Santana, behind you. Thank you. If they're in your hymnals, their little tails or fronds from their vegetable will be sticking out a little bit. All right. Jason?
You want to put these in the pot? Go ahead, take them. Any more? Any more? Awesome.
I don't think your rules are very clear.
We get them all the way? Okay, this is where it would stop. Awesome. All right, Santana, do we have 95? Oh, I'm sorry, Maria. I apologize. Okay. Here, I'll hold the pot. You drop them in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63. Uh-oh. 95 minus 63. How many do we have left?
32.
32. All right. Look under your cushions. Look in your hymnals. Look on the sides of your pews. There should be five in each one. So if you got five in your row, then you should got them. You should would have gotten them all. Ah, 33. Thirty-four.
I think you're counting the wrong way. This is
35.
No, we're counting down, so it's 32 now. 31.
Okay.
30 and 28. 28 left.
Okay. I didn't realize we were going the other way. I thought we were getting up to 95.
That's okay. I believe we can recount them later.
Oh, we got some more.
Oh, another fish. What are we down to now?
I don't know. What are we down to? There's.
I forgot already.
Down to probably 20.
We'll say about 20.
Takes a community. We got to work together, right? Another one. There wasn't any in the front row, Tom.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, here comes some more.
Check those back rows.
Awesome. Oh. All right. Yep, you got to check those offering envelopes.
Salmon, I think it's a salmon. That makes me very happy.
Awesome. All right, well, we're not going to count again, but I think we worked as a community to find as many as we could. We'll go back through and make sure that we got them all. Oh, we've got one more. Oh, got another one. Okay, any last ones? Oh, Amy has some.
I didn't know you were talking vegetables too.
Yes, the vegetables too. And yes, there's fruit in our stew that wasn't necessarily in the morgy broth, but hey, I needed more stickers.
Yeah.
One more. Awesome, thank you. Look at that delicious morgy broth stew we made.
hope we remember this story when we encounter storms, because I'm sure we're going to encounter some over the next few years. Let's remind each other to be gentle and kind with each other, right? Let's remind each other to be helpful and generous. And let's remind each other to be grateful and celebrate the community we are a part of with good food.
I'd like to invite up our Stewardship Moment people. We have Sam Hamner, Liam Hamner, and Miles, who wants to hold the microphone.
Good morning. It's wonderful to see so many familiar faces, especially during this important time, our annual pledge drive. This year's theme, Safe Harbor, feels deeply personal. I'm excited to be here with my son Liam and his friend Miles as we reflect on what UUSF means to us. For me, UUSF is the safe harbor I was looking for after many years of searching. It's a place where I feel safe and welcome to be my authentic self and express my full identity. More than that, UUSF helps me transform my anger at the world's injustices into meaningful community action. What I love most is our shared values: human dignity for all, radical inclusivity, and justice. Here, faith is about our commitment to the covenant we make with each other. I also cherish our religious education community, especially the Our Whole Lives, or OWL, curriculum, which nurtures our children to discover their whole selves without limiting their identities. Now more than ever, we need to strengthen our community. The human rights of our community members are under threat. Immigrants, women, transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people, Black and Indigenous people, and people of color, along with a free press, the democratic, non-governmental, scientific, and academic institutions that protect our free society. But here we have something stronger and more powerful than all of that. At UUSF, we have a safe harbor, a place to rest our souls, relight our spirits, and remember what we really value. A place to rediscover the hope and courage we need to keep working for a better world. I am profoundly grateful for all of you. You remind me that love and kindness and compassion are the most powerful forces in the universe. And now I'm excited to introduce Liam and Miles, and they'll share their own thoughts on why UUSF is so meaningful to them.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I've been coming to UUSF since I was 2. When I started, I thought it was going to be scary, but it turns out it wasn't. I thought people would make fun of me, but I figured out quickly that it was fun. I like playing with my friends. I love spending time with my teachers.
Hi, my name is Liam Hamner, and I am 7 years old. What I like most about UUSF is playing games with my friends, going to the annual retreat, the waffle breakfast, because there's more than just waffles. You can even get syrup and whipped cream, playing video games at the annual auction, and most of all, I like the people because they're kind, nice, and funny, especially Miles' dad.
Now let's invite up Chantel and Eli Boshiers.
Good morning. We joined UU when we moved to San Francisco in August of this past year. We've been UUers since Eli was about a year old, but when we came here, we really felt embraced and loved by this community. Our first day here, Mari scooped us up, and we went to dinner, went to lunch with them after church, and since then, we've found nothing but family here. We moved from Texas, which, as you can imagine, you know, having a teenage daughter who's, you know, LGBTQ, raising her in Texas was a pretty scary thing. So since we've been here, we've definitely found our community. And now Eli is going to share with you what she finds valuable about UU.
UU to me is a community. This community enables me to grow as a person and explore new opportunities. UU is not something that can be summarized and explained. UU is always evolving and growing with the people that are a part of it. UU to me is not a church, but a community, a gathering of people all different but unified by a feeling of love and hope. It's this feeling that makes UU so special to me. It's something I've always craved and wanted, and now that I have it, it makes me feel whole. I cannot speak for all of you in the congregation, but I know that UU has saved lives. It saved mine. And by being a safe harbor, for me, a place where I can feel what I need to, say what I need to, and I can do it all without being judged, while being accepted and loved. At first, I didn't like going to church. It felt boring, and I didn't think I could get much out of it. But for me, how that changed was when I started volunteering, and not just thinking UU, but acting UU. For me, this was by volunteering with the cameras, helping out with the food shelter, and the interfaith food pantry. UU means so much to me, and I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you.
I would like to invite our annual fund drive leader, one of our leaders, Miriam Morin, to update us on our progress.
Thank you so much. I just lost Harry by he had to run off to get our little sailor who was creating his own little storm in the preschool, apparently. So here we are, it's just me. I think it was really wonderful to hear from our youth and children this morning, and thank you, Liam and Miles, you were incredible. I had no idea these kids at that young age could do a speech quite like that. So I just want to give them another round of applause, and Eli as well. So thank you. Well done. And Sam and Chantel. thank you, everyone, for empowering our children to remain really true to themselves and also stand up for what they believe in. I think in times like this is so important and so wonderful to see. The amazing update. By last Friday, we hit $594,867 in pledges, with $29,570 of promised one-time donations. That's an extra. Some of you, yes, okay, I think we can clap there. Some of you have come back to increase their pledge, and that's absolutely possible, so go on, do that. And overall, people have raised their pledge from last year by just under 18%, which is also amazing. So go us and go you. So far, however, only just over half our members have pledged. And so for all those of you who have not done so yet, please sail your little boat into the pledge harbor and add your little origami boat to the board outside, because we really, really need every single dollar. We really appreciate everything you can give. And we really need every single one of you to keep this community strong in the way of pledges and everything else. So thank you so much, and we appreciate you. Come out, stop by the table later. Thank you.
Miriam?
We have one more thing to do.
Oh my gosh, I ran away.
Okay. You found another fish.
We have one more thing to do.
It's there's a fish.
Why don't you stay up here and help me with something? Do you want to stay and help me with something?
All right, we need to, the people that pledged until Sunday evening last week, we have a draw. We have all your names in here to win a three-night stay, I believe, in the Vanderlands and Harry's Tahoe cabin. And I have Liam here. Do you want to come in the middle? All right. He's going to draw a name for you. Maybe my name's in there. Might be it. This one? All right. This one here? Or this one? This one? Okay. Sorry. The one that wasn't in there. All right. Let's look at it. It is John Buren's. There we are. John Buren's won. Oh, sorry. So John Buren's won the prize for the Tahoe cabin. Congratulations.